David Aldis. David Aldis.
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bringing you worship and the Word of God right here on this platform.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
We've been broadcasting on Worship Radio 247 now for almost 10 years. On the 16th of July, it will be our 10th birthday, and as such, we will be required to pay our PRS license. And because of this, we're coming to you, our listeners, to help us pay this quite substantial bill. We would love you to ask the Lord how much you can donate. It's easy to donate too. Just go to the website at www.worshipradio247.org. Click on donate. Choose the amount you would like to pay, and that's it. It would be helping the ministry and would allow us to continue broadcasting and worshiping with you. Please prayerfully consider how much you can donate. We'd love to hear from you as well. Email us at the studio. studio@worshipradio247.org. With your help, we will continue to broadcast the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bring you live broadcasts on our radio station, Worship Radio 247, and to continue to send TV programs around the globe with Worship TV. Worship Radio 247, taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media.
Hi there, and welcome to Worship Radio 247. It is always wonderful to get your company. Thank you so much for joining us today. On today's program, we're going to worship God in spirit and in truth. And not only that, I'm going to bring you three worship songs. Yep, an extra added bonus of one more song. And this is so powerful, the song that I'm going to play. As always, it's wonderful to hear from you. Do send us an email to this address. It's studio@worshipradio247.org. That's studio@worshipradio247.org. Also on today's program, I'm going to bring you Being Like Christ, and today we're at part 20. And we're taking a look at 1 John once again. This time we're in chapter 4, and we'll begin at verse 17. That all comes up a little bit later on. But right now we're going to worship God in spirit and in truth, and I know that you are going to love this. This is Chris Tomlin, and this is a track called We Glorify Your Name. You listen to this.
your song. We highest praise is yours, we sing. The highest praise is yours. The highest praise.
That is Chris Tomlin, and we glorify your name. Right now, though, a time of reflection as we listen to Darlene Check. And then she begins to sing Waymaker. This is magnificent.
It is such an honour to be standing here today with so many different people, different walks of life, different backgrounds, different ages. We come from different countries. But there's one thing I've seen worship do over the many years I've been leading worship, whether it is in Asia, whether where this song has come from in Africa. I've got a big piece of my heart lives in Africa. You see worship come like an arrow. It divides, it goes past all those denominational barriers, all those age barriers, musical preference barriers. And when it starts to exalt the name of Jesus, and you know, worship gives us handles. It gives us a way to grab hold of the Word of God so that we can find ourselves soaring above any circumstance. So when that scripture comes alive in us and we declare who our God is, there is nothing like the worship of God to help us establish again who Christ is in us. That's this song. He is a waymaker. He is my miracle worker. This song is personal. Come on, it's personal for you today. He's a light in the darkness. That is who he is. Your situation may be up and your situation may be down, but the personhood of Christ remains the same. The finished work of Christ remains the same. So let's sing this song, knowing who our God is. Amen. Amen. Let's sing it out with everything we have today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' most magnificent.
Better. ashamed to declare. They're not ashamed to proclaim. They're not ashamed to cry out. Every generation, whether you're watching or whether you're in this room right now, where the Lord reintroduces himself to a generation and amplifies his message, whether he says to Moses, tell the people that I am, that I am, or whether he says, tell them that I am your father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, there come moments where he says it's important for you to know who I am. And whenever there's a generation that may forget who he is, he allows a message to stir around the world where it's in everybody's mouth at the same time to say, hello, I want to reintroduce who I am. I still do miracles. I still make waves. I keep my promises. This is who our God is. And we're in a moment where he's reintroducing his attributes to a generation. If you believe it, can you sing it until it rings out in the hearts of everyone who hears? That's why we say, wave.
That is Darlene Check with her band and Waymaker. So intensely powerful and anointed.
Whenever the doctor has said impossible, hey, we stand up. Our Waymaker. With God, all things, all things, all things, all things.
Right now, I'm going to bring you the Word of God, Being Like Christ in part 20. And today we look at 1 John, the 4th chapter, and verse 17.
This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
David's Daily Devotional Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. We're at part 20 of Being Like Christ. And today, we take a look at 1 John, the 4th chapter, and verse 17. And if there's time, I'll sort of creep into verse 18 as well. Father,
Lord God Almighty, I lay myself before you now and I say, Father, let your anointing come. Lord, let your words touch the hearts of those who are listening. Fill this word, Lord God, full of your wonderful anointing and your power and your forgiving love, I pray, in Jesus' name. So this is what the Word of God says in 1 John, the 4th chapter. And in verse 17, he says this. Actually, Paul is speaking. No, he's not. John is speaking. John, with his prophetic words. John, with the power and the glory that was given to him by the Lord Jesus Christ. He says this. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect, so that we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, that we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. I'm going to read that again because it is so incredibly powerful. Let me just read that again for you. It says this. And as we live in God, are you getting that? As we, you and I, live in God, our love grows more perfect, so that we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, but we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. A few things are coming to my mind. Firstly, it's this question. Are we beginning to live like Jesus in this world? If you say the word yes, then that is magnificent. That is wonderful. But if you say no, then something needs to happen. Because John is saying, as we live in God, as we put our trust in God, as we draw closer to God, which is what and how we should, then John is saying, our love, the love that we have for others, will grow more perfect. By each passing day, that love will be growing in perfection. That means that that love will no longer be an emotional love. It will become an agape love, which demands no return. It demands nothing, because it is unconditional. There are no conditions attached to that love. But the only way we can achieve that is by living in God, is by committing our hearts fully to the Lord Jesus Christ and to say to him, Lord, I want to be like you. I want to emulate you in all that you do. John says this, as our love grows more perfect, we're not going to be afraid on that day of judgment, because then we can face him with total confidence. That day that we all know will happen one day or another when we leave this world and go to the next. We're going to face judgment, and as we face judgment, will we be left wanting, or will we be seen as someone who lives like Jesus? Will we be seen as someone who, through their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, have perfected the love that they feel and the love that they give? It's not about us receiving love. Let me make this incredibly clear. It's nothing to do with us receiving love, because if we're waiting to receive that love, then surely that love isn't perfected through Christ. That love is merely a human instinct. But do we not need to be like Christ? Therefore, it's not the love that we receive that is important here. It is the love that we give out to other people, even to those that we don't particularly like. And that's the hard thing. But when we can cross that bridge and get to that point where we can give love to people that we don't particularly like, then we know that that is being perfected through Jesus, and it is nothing to do with us. Jesus said, love one another. He went on to say, as I have loved you, love one another. It's in John, the 15th chapter, and from verse 9. But as we become more and more like Jesus, Jesus wasn't waiting for people to love him back. I believe this so strongly that he really didn't care about it. You see, Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, says that he was rejected. He was pushed away. I'll tell you what, let's go to that real quick. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Isaiah and the 53rd chapter. It says this. It's in verse 3. He was despised and rejected. A man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised. And we did not care. Beloved, look at what Scripture is saying. Jesus didn't come to this earth to become popular. Jesus didn't come to this world to be a superstar. Jesus came to this world to reconcile you with the Heavenly Father, to reconcile me with the Heavenly Father, so we could turn to him and say, Lord, I am so sorry for what I have done. And through the grace of our Lord Jesus, through his unmerited favor on our lives, we could be forgiven because we ourselves are able to forgive. And we are able to forgive through the power of the Holy Spirit, not through our own strength, but with our decision-making process. And this is the point. Oftentimes, we want feelings. We want to feel something. We want the sentiments of our feelings to engage. When we want to forgive someone, we want that bubbly feeling inside where we can say, yes, okay, I forgive you. Why? Because emotionally, I'm able to. That is nonsense. That's not what God is calling us to do. God is calling us to forgive. How? With our decision-making process, not with the bubbly, gooey feelings that we feel inside. He's saying, I want you to forgive. I demand that you forgive. That is my commandment, because if you don't forgive, then my Heavenly Father won't forgive you. That's Matthew, the 5th chapter and verse 14. Sorry, Matthew, the 6th chapter and verse 14. He's very clear. So therefore, we have to forgive with our decision-making process. I believe the same thing happens when we are to give love. We can't feel it necessarily because someone that we are supposed to love, we don't even like. No, It has to be done with our process of decision making. We have to make a decision that we are going to love. Why? Because God has instructed us to do that. And also, He is saying, without it, there is nothing. Paul says it. In 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and I believe it's verse 9, he says, without love, we are just a clanging cymbal. That means without love, we are nothing. We are a noise. But we're certainly not becoming more and more like Christ, because that love is the key issue. That love is the key issue in everything that you and I do, beloved. Without it, as I've said, we are a clanging cymbal. And we mean absolutely nothing. So we need to get back to Scripture. We need to get back to the wonderful Word of God. And we need to know that without it, we are a clanging cymbal. Symbol. And as we give, as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, and we can face Him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this earth. Is that what you want? Do you want the Lord to have dominion over your life? Do you want to emulate the way Jesus lived? Or do you want to live your own way? Because this road is far too hard to follow. And believe me, beloved, many have fallen off the pathway. Why? Because it's too tough. It's too hard. Just that simplicity in itself of loving one another as Christ has loved us, that in itself is too difficult and turns many away. They fall off the road. But what they don't see is it's not done through their strength. It is done through the strength of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you can turn to Him now and say, Lord, I want to be like You. I want to emulate You. And Father, I want to love unconditionally those that I am supposed to love, because without that love, Lord, I know that I am lost. And I don't know what I can do with my life if it's not that way. If you want to love in that way, I'm not going to pray a long prayer. I just want you to say one word. Amen. That's it. Amen. If you want to live your life the way Jesus has designed your life to be led, then say Amen. If you want God to be in control of your life, I want you to say one word, and that one word is Amen. That's it. It is as simple as that. And beloved, I am saying Amen to all three right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I give You the honor and the glory and the power that is due Your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, Amen. If you would like to respond to that word, send us an email now and just say Amen. And the email address is studio@worshipradio247.org. It's been wonderful getting your company. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm going to leave you in the hands of the Gaithers.
and a beautiful song that is called Just As I Am. Thank you for joining me today. I'll see you on the next podcast. May you be blessed. In the mighty and the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen.